ก็จะเศร้าอินทร์หร
อท่านพ่อจะมองอย่างไรกัน
今天讲这一个，这算是祖师的语录哈，不算是经啊。
Today we are going to the talk is going to be on the commentary by past patriarchs. It's not considered as a sutra.
那为什么讲这一部这个语录呢？因为这个，师父强迫我要讲这一个。
Well, but what am I talking about this? Because Shifu has forced me to teach this, this commentary.
那时候就是在台湾啊，我在龙山寺，刚从泰国回来，去了泰国一些试炼处，然后我就想要跟大家分享，就是要讲这个观心。
At that time, I just came back from Thailand, and in Thailand, I learned about the four foundations of mindfulness. And at that time, I came back, and I was all eager to share what I have learned from everyone to everyone.
Because 心住有观，有心念住就是观心、观贪心、观嗔心。观什么广心、内心、观大悲的心、解脱心、没有解脱心、
The method, the four grounds of mindfulness, focused on contemplating all sorts of mind, the greedy mind, the attached mind, all sorts of different kinds of mindsets.
师父讲说，你观什么心？那不是心。
But Shifu immediately got back to me and said, What mind are you watching? What mind are you contemplating? That is no mind.
那其实禅宗 的心才 才是真正的心啊，其他的心都是什么？都是妄心。
So in reality, in Chan, the mind that we're talking about is the true mind. Everything else is erroneous.
因为我不讲，这个师父比我大，那就我都没得讲了，所以只好认了。
你不讲什么？
我是不讲这部经，我也没办法在龙海寺讲我的关心啊，因为师父是我的老板啊。
Well, so even though I had wanted to share what I learned, but since 师父 is bigger than I am.And so I was forced to talk about this commentary that we're going to talk about today. I couldn't really share what I wanted to say because, after all, he is my boss.
那我记得，我在龙禅寺啊，就是光度那个北投的龙禅寺，还有那一个安国分院，就是台北市的安国分院，两个地方，一个是。礼拜天讲一个是好像是礼拜四的样子，前后大概讲两年。哦，那时候讲的每次讲都会不知所云啊。
So at that time, I taught this text at two different places. One is at Longchuan Temple Monastery in Taipei, and the other one is an Anhe Temple Monastery. And so I had to talk about it every week, and for 2 years, I was actually quite lost. I didn't know exactly what I was saying to people.
就是我每次大概讲一页左右，就是师父的解释，看一看。那经过大概十分钟左右，我再用我的话讲，讲不出来的。
So at that time, let's say every time I want to talk about one page from the book, and I would first read Shifu's commentary on the text, and then 10 minutes later, when I tried to repeat it in my own words, I couldn't do it.
我经过两年这样讲啊，讲完以后发觉帮助蛮大的，因为其实他就把禅宗的整个架构建立起来了。
But after 2 years of being forced to teach this text, I actually found it was quite helpful because through this text, I was able to create the structure, basic structure of the Chan school of thought.
因为我们禅宗通常就是比较少讲它背后的那个教理，禅宗就是直指人心，就是祖师一来一往的对话，然后就开悟了。不要说什么道理，可能讲的不多，可是禅慧禅师刚好是什么教理，我们叫什么教真什么宗一通教一通，就这个宗跟教两者是都很圆满的。
So, this text actually talks about the principles behind Chan. And usually in Chan, we don't really talk about the structure, the platform supporting the whole school of thought. But in this text, Master Sheng Hui did that because he was able to connect the principles to the teachings of watching the mind directly.
那在神慧禅师里面的用了很多冥想啊，其实都是意义很深远，但是我们看了以后其实是似懂非懂。
So in this text, Master Sheng Hui used a lot of terminologies, and oftentimes we read them and it seems that we might have understood, but in actuality, our understanding may be very fuzzy.
譬如说，我们这里面有讲到什么无念无。前面没有讲到无相、无念、无住，什么空、真空、妙有，还有什么涅槃、般若。
For instance, in this text, we talk about no thought, non-abiding, true emptiness, the wondrous existence, true nature, nirvana, and prajna. We talked about all these terminology.
那这一个如果你就能够懂的话，那你就发现禅宗是很直接的，他讲无念或是无住，事实上就一讲就讲到你的什么你的本心和你的真心。
But if you're truly able to understand these terms, you will realize that through words like no thought and non-abidingIt actually goes directly to the root of the problem and point out your true nature.
像诸位啊，在座的诸位里面，在听，其实里面现前的当下的心都是什么？都是无念的，都是什么？无助的，不是没有帮助的助吗？是，很多人是无助啊，就是他是没有住在这样的无念无住，然后你当下的心都是般若，都是什么涅槃。
In reality, among all of you here, as you're sitting here, the mind that you're using is already no thought, non-abiding. It's your true nature already at this very instant. And there's a pun in Chinese where non-abiding actually sounds also like helplessness.And that's not what he made, the speaker did. The master gave a joke, and that's not what he means. It actually means non-abiding. And we're already using this mind.
而且我们这颗心久用不坏，不需要保养。
And this true mind of ours does not deteriorate as we use it, and it doesn't need you to fix it up or to take care of it.
你全世界在大概找不到这样有个这么好的东西，它久用不坏，不用钱，那不用保养的。
It's probably impossible for you to find something as good as your mind in this world, where it doesn't require any kind of care, and no matter how you use it, it doesn't deteriorate.
而且每个人的那个什么，那个 quality 那个品质都是什么，就是那个品质控管是什么？绝对是什么没有零缺陷的。
And the quality of your mind, of everybody's mind, is already the top quality. It's flawless.
你们相不相信
？Do you believe in what I say?
所以你不管你怎么样，你的心，你那个心永远是什么？它的一个特质，无念、 无住，也可以讲说无相，还有什么波罗涅槃。
So no matter what you do, the intrinsic quality of the mind is no thought, non-abiding, or you could also say no form, formlessness, and it is already prajna and nirvana.
但是我们好像没感觉到，没那么不感觉那么好，对不对？
But we probably don't feel it from our daily living that you don't feel your mind is actually that great, do you?
没关系，那我们就慢慢听了，看是不是你真的有那么一颗这么完美的心啊。
So let's talk about it slowly and gradually. Let's see and examine whether your mind is really as wonderful as I said.
那这个我们叫神位禅师的悟经，那它的本名是显宗记，就是明显的显宗是。就是宗教的宗，或是禅宗的宗，显宗记。
The title of this book is called The Realm of Awakening by Master Shen Hui, but the actual text that was composed by him was called Illuminating the Principles.
那师父在讲说，这一个禅宗能够讲得这么好的。教理跟修行之间讲得那么好，他说除了神慧禅师以外，没有第二个人。
And 师父 had said that in the Chan lineage, Master 神慧 is the only person, there's no others, that's able to expound on both the principle as well as practice so well. There's no one else that can compare to him.
哎，你们有手上有那个吗？有讲义吗
？Do you have the text？
常立华师，要可能问他说有应该有讲义啊。应该有讲义啊，你常立华师你没有印是吧？啊，没有准备啊？啊不是，我们不是有给你那一个吗？就是有英文翻译那一部分吗？可不可以去下个礼拜啊？好，那你就下个礼拜了。啊，没有没关系，因为我们每次讲的讲义就是前面的几个主要的文啊。可能就是，没关系啊。
So we don't have the text with us today. Next week, come back. You'll see it.
我先念，先念一下：无念为宗，无作为本，真空为体，妙有为用。
So here's how the text goes: No thought is the principle; the uncreated is the foundation. True emptiness is its essence.Wondrous existence is its function.
无念就是没有念头啊，这边就是这个念，无念为宗。那无作就是没有造作啊，为本啊。宗是宗旨的宗啊，那本就是它的本源的本啊。
So no thought is referring to there's no thought, and that will be the principle of the mind.And the uncreated means there's no contrivance, and that is the foundation, it's the source.
它一就是一开头就是讲，就是它的整个宗旨就是无念的啊，无念为宗。那什么叫做无念啊？我们一般有没有念头？有念头吗？啊？
So in the very beginning, it talks about no thought is the principle, and that's how they open the verse, and that is the main essence of this whole text. So what is thought? Do you have thoughts?
那有些人说啊，无念，那就不要想，不要想有没有念。
So some people say, oh, if you're talking about no thought, then I will stop thinking. But when you're not thinking, is there still thought?
我们一般人有办法做到没有念头不想吗？一般有没有办法做到不想？
How about ordinary people? Are we able to reach a state where there's no thought and we don't think at all? Is it possible?
如果能够做到不想，然后死了以后就到什么？叫到无想天。那你在无想天里面，只要你动念头，马上死掉。
If you're able to reach to the state of no thinking, no thought, then when you die, you will immediately go to the heaven of no thought. But the problem is, once you get there, as soon as you create one single thought, then you die from that realm, from that heaven immediately.
对啊，就是在原始经典讲，就是说你住在无想天的人，只要他动念头，他就死掉了。
原始经典。
是，就是阿含经的，就是原始经典的。
So from the more foundational text, original text, in the sutras, they talked about this, where if you go to those heavens, as soon as you have one thought, then you will perish from that heaven.
好像涅槃好像也是跟无想有点类似啊。
So it may seem that nirvana is kind of similar to no thought.
那么一般我们的心啊，我们的一个本心，就是你现前这颗心，它本心是永远是无念的啊。
But in actuality, the mind that we have right now, the intrinsic fundamental mind, it's constantly without thought, no thought.
应该讲说无念，事实上它就会就是无相。
No thought is the same as formlessness.
那我们一般就是动念头，动念头有没有相？
So regularly, if our mind stirs and we give rise to a thought, is there a form to this thought?
我们比如说，哇，等一下要吃什么啊？这时候心中就会浮出等一下的那个菜饭的那个相出来，对不对
？So maybe you may be wondering, oh, what are we going to eat for lunch today? And as soon as you have this thought, then in your mind the image of, say, rice and the dishes will emerge from your mind.
那我们任何时间，我们一个是看到任何对象，我们说我们都会什么，都会动念头，都会起分别心。
Regularly, all the time, whatever we see, as soon as we see an object, then our mind will move and the form will arise from the mind.
现在能看到我，想说，我是，今天又讲经的，这算不算念头
？So when you look at me and then you give rise to this thought, say, oh no, so, 老师 is giving a talk again today. Is this considered a thought?
其实你看到我是法师，就算不算念头
？The very fact that you see me as a 法师, that's already a thought.
你看到我是一个人，算不算念头？
And you see me as a human being is also a thought.
这都是念头，就是我们会透过什么，透过过去的经验来什么，来认知，来判断你现前看到的东西是什么。
So these are all considered thoughts that we use our past experience, our memories, and try to cognize our surroundings. These are all considered as thoughts.
那我们念头，我们会动念头，它有一定的法则。你们看到我，然后你说我是法师啊，就是第一天看到我，第一天说我是法师，请问。你第二任的话是跟我这个人有没有关系
？There's actually a set pattern in the way thoughts arise. For instance, you see me and then you say, this is a Fa Shi. So your first thought of, your first thought of seeing me, and also your second thought of this is a Fa Shi, is Fa Shi and the image that you see, are they connected? Are they related?
有没有关系？
有。Are they related?
有没有人回答没关系的？啊，一位。
Is there anyone that would say they are not related?
两位。其他的七强派。
So some of you are undecided, huh?
我们大部分人都认为是有关系的。
Most of us will feel that there is indeed a connection between the image that you see and the thought of Fa Shi.
如果我们把它把你心中的念头把它把它把它拍在那个什么拍在那一个这个荧幕上啊，你第一个是我这样的一个人，对不对？那第二个就出现一个什么法师，对不对？那请问这个影像跟这个跟这个法师这两个字有没有关系？
So if we try to take a snapshot, if you try to video, what's happening in our mind, the function of the mind. So the first thought is the image that you see, and the second shot would be the notation of 法师。The words of Fa Shi in your mind. So, is this image and the notation, are they related?
会联想，没有错。那我说，当然是联想，你们一般人家有关系嘛。
I know that in the, we sometimes talk about the thoughts that go through our mind as being like a line of ants crossing a road.
Wait a moment. Use the mic. Oh, mic.
Come from here. 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 Come from here.我们的每一个念头就像一排一行的蚂蚁一样，一只一只的蚂蚁。
Thank you. They sometimes talk about Buddhist masters. I've heard this before. Talk about the stream of our consciousness, one thought after another thought after another thought.As being like a line of ants crossing a road. Now, what's interesting about that? When you look at a line of ants from a distance, it sort of looks like a black line. But when you look real closely, you get up real close, you can see they're actually just individual little ants, and there are gaps between the ants. So I would say to your question, is there a connection between...my seeing you, the visual impulse of seeing you, and then the thought that arises, it's Guojin Fa Shi. Is there a connection? Well, I would say that there is a type of separation, but I think there also is a kind of connection, which is karmic, right? Aren't the moments connected by your karma, in a way?
So, Yo Pusa 说的是，我们念头就像一行的蚂蚁在爬。那从远处看的时候呢，这一排的蚂蚁看起来就像一条黑线一样。可是当你近看的时候呢，事实上每一只蚂蚁之间都是有缝隙的。那你可以说近看的时候没有错，一念跟一念之间是有空隙。可是，另外。一个层面上来说的话，这每一只的蚂蚁跟每一念头中间，事实上还是有一些关联，因为是业力让这些串联在一起的。
好，讲关联已经说你有关联，那我再讲另外一个嘛，这是一个茶杯啊，这个是一个物体嘛，茶杯嘛，对不对啊？那我讲茶杯啊，茶杯是一个语言，对不对？这个语言在我们看是有关系的，那我就问你一个问题，就是这个语言认不认识这个茶杯？
So some of you may insist that they're related and there's connection. So let me try to give you another analogy. Take a look at the mug that I have. So you see the image of the mug. And then the second thought would be the language. This is the mug. So these are the two thoughts. And if you say they are related, then would the language, this is the mug, have any awareness? Does it have the ability to be aware of the object mug? Are they aware of each other?
可不可以有没有认知能力？就是那个声音啊，差别。哎，说哎，对哦。这声音没有认知差别的能力，对不对？差别也没有认知声的能力，对不对？
So the sound of this is a mug. The sound itself does not have the ability to be aware of the mug, right? And nor does the mug itself, the object, have the ability to be aware of the sound, the mug.
他们两个互不认识，其实他们根本就没有认识能力。但是你硬是把它抽耳，他们是认识的。
So the image of the mug, the object of the mug, and also the sound, the label of the mug, those two do not have the ability to be aware of each other. But it's the people that we force them to be connected.
就是我被教育，从小被教育，人类文化教育出来说，你这个是给连起来的。
And so some in the audience said,this is the result of our education, our culture, that forces us to make.This link.
那动物会不会连接？
Well, if that's what you say, then would animals have the ability to connect the two things?
不知道这是差别啊。动物不知道。
动物不知道差别，可是动物会不会这样说？这个这里面有水。
它不会知道，除了你教育它，它不会知道。
So perhaps animals didn't know that this object is called the mug, but do you think the animal would have the ability to tell that there's water in the mug and to go get a drink from the mug?
比如说你放一个什么碗或是盘是什么一个容器，然后放水给你的小狗狗喝一下，以后它看到那个容器会不会联想到水？
So for example, you use a container to put some water, and then you use that container to give water to your dog. In the future, whenever the dog sees this container, do you think the dog will be anticipating food and water? Yes.
好，那个水认不认识容器？
Does the water have the ability to be aware of the container?
所以动物它还是会起象，对不对？它曾经喝过以后，它就会浮出水的像出来。这个水的像，认不认识那个容器？不认识。
So even animals still have the tendency to cling to grasp onto forms. So to the dog, in their mind, they will give rise to this thought of there is water in the container. But actually, this thought that surfaced, does this have the ability to be aware of the container? It doesn't.
那谁来认识这一个水呢？我们的心，我们的心有认知能力，被认知的茶杯和被认知的那个水这个语言，基本上他们本身是没有认知能力的，是我们的心认知它。
So what is it, or who is it that's being aware, that has the ability that is aware? It's our mind. Our mind has this ability to be aware.But versus the sound of water or the sound of the mug or the object itself, none of them have the ability to give rise to awareness.
我再举一个例子，比如说某某人骂你一句话，哦，你想出来了就算骂你，那接下来你就说下次我要让他好看啊。哦啊，请问就是你讲这句话，想我要让他好看，认不认识前面那一个人？
前面那个人是那个人还是？
这都没管，就那个人就是骂你一句话，对不对？那你第二念就是说啊， 好，下次我让他好看。第二的我让他好看，认不认识前面那一句话。
So if someone scolded you and they call you name, and next you give rise to the thought that oh, so next time I'm going to take vengeance. Is the second thought of taking vengeance have the ability to be aware of what happened previously of the slandering word?
有没有认识？有没有办法认识？前面我就说我要让他好看，这句话认不认识？就是说他讲我的坏话。认不认识他？不认识。
So the second thought of I'm going to take revenge. Does it have the ability to know, to be aware of the previous thought that that person has slandered me?
是你的心认识，对不对？他昨天骂我，然后接下来你就起个第二念头。好，我今天我要让他好看。你是你就起个第二念头，这念头，第二念跟第一念。有没有互相认知能力？没有。
So the first thought and the second thought, they don't have the ability to be aware of each other. It's our own mind. The mind has the ability to be aware. It clings onto the first one and then make connection to the second one. But then the thoughts themselves, they are not aware.
我们的心认知第一念，也认知第二念，可是念头跟念头的内容是互相什么？不认知的。
So our mind is aware of the first thought, and then it become aware of the second thought. But between the thoughts, thought one and thought two, they are not aware of each other.
但是我们会认为他们两个是有关系的。
Yet somehow we perceive that they are related and they're connected.
我再举个例子，我这是手掌，对不对？那变成拳头，那拳头。恨手掌，他会不会恨手掌？他们两个有没有关系？
Let's say if I use my hand and then I form a fist, if I say, "Oh, the fist hates the palm," are the two actually related? Can the fist actually hate the palm?
我第二练拳头可不可以去？对第一念这个手掌生气。
Does the fist have the ability to be angry at the open hand?
但是我们的念头在想的时候，你认为它两个是有关系的。
But when we're thinking about it, in our mind, we somehow perceive that those two are connected.
因为我们认为有关系，所以你念头越想越气，越想越气，其实气什么？其实你这个看，就是你根本，但是去前一个念头啊，可是你第二个念头又不认识第一个念头。
So oftentimes, that's the way we operate, and so we keep thinking and thinking, and we become angrier and angrier. But really, what are you angry about? You are merely it's the images that you're clinging onto. The second thought cannot be angry at the first thought.
啊，这个叫这个。算是有相，对不对啊？然后这样跑过去了以后，有没有这个地方跑过来这样子
？So this is a form of your hand, the open palm, and then it makes the hand of a fist. So does the second one comes over and become the fist?
啊？这一个有没有跑来这边来
？Does the open hand become the fist？
啊，我在讲，我在举一个例子啊，大家给你看。我有一次在讲，我从这边啊，现在是我，这是我嘛哈，我是人嘛哈，然后走来这边啊，走来这边对哈。三张相片啊，如果用照相机照三张相片，对不对？这样子，这是一张，对不对？第二张，第三张，对不对？请问第一张有没有走到第三张去？
没有。
So let me give you another analogy. Let's say if you're taking a snapshot of my movement, moving from point A to point B, and you take three snapshots, so you'll have three separate movements. So does the first image go to the third image?
Yeah. 你从你家走有没有走过来？
So people are saying, no, the first image does not walk and doesn't go to the third image. So by extension, how about you coming from your home? Did you actually come from your home?
你要不要来？
And are you still going to come?
我有一次在圣路易斯讲这一个，我说我要把那个照片画给他看了，总有十张啊。我说第一张有没有走到第十张？我说怎么没有？明明走过去了，怎么没有？他还是认为有。
So I once talked about this example at St. Louis, and I explained it using 10 snapshots. So walking from point A to point B, taking 10 different snapshots. And then again, I asked the question: did anyone go from point A to point from the first picture to the 10th picture? And the person in the audience insisted that yes, there's actually the first picture moved to the 10th picture.
好，回头过来就是说，你这个手掌可以变成拳头，可以变成什么剪刀、什么石头、布这样，可以变成种种的形状，可是。变来变去的话，有没有个东西，就是跑过来跑过去
？So let's go back to the hand as an example. This hand has ability to make all different kinds of shapes, paper, scissors, rock. But in the process of changing shapes, is there such a thing moving from position A to position B?
那我们在任何一个时间点，你出现一个。A 念头叫拳头，再出现第二个念头叫做手掌，再出现第二个念头叫做什么？剪刀是吧？剪刀这样子。那这三个是什么？互不相知，互不关联，但是你把它一直把它凑在一起，那我们的心就会让你凑在一起。可是它事实上它能不能凑在一起
？So when your hand makes the shape of paper or scissor or rock, there are three separate gestures and they're not connected. But it's because of the mind that's connecting the three of them and thinking there's a relationship between all three.
因为我们心一直认识，我们心把它连接下来，所以变成就是，他们有一句话叫做什么？前念引后念，后念系前念，续就是相就是接引啊，前念引导后念，那后念相续什么？相续前念，我们是这样的关系。
So the images are actually separate, they're not related, but then oftentimes we perceive a connection because the second thought takes up from the first thought, connects the first thought, and then also the first thought trickles and influences the second thought.
那我们因为认为前念跟后念都有关系的，所以你说停不下来，其实它从来也没有第二念跑到第二念去，有没有？没有。可是因为我们一直认为前念跟第二念 是同一个东西的，就像我刚才说，从第一步走到第二步，第一步的那一个形象有没有走到第二步去呢？没有。
So oftentimes people say, "Oh, I cannot stop my way of thinking. I can't stop thinking. All the thought just continues like a stream. It doesn't stop." But really, the thoughts are not connected.So the first thought does not become the second thought. They're all separate. Just like the snapshots that I explained earlier, that these are all separate forms, separate images.
所以如果你能够看清这一点，就是你的第二念不认识第一念，那第三念也不认识第二念，那他们也不会连结，但是你一直要把它连结，只有你的心就一直连结。
So if you're able to understand this point clearly, you will see that the second thought, your second thought, is not aware of the first thought. The third thought is not aware of the second thought. They are not related. And it's only our mind that makes the connection, but thinking that they are connected.
好，那么再回头过来，你们大概听了两年了，心中的妈妈不是妈妈。
Let's go back to the other analogy that we use. The mother that comes up in your mind is not your mom.
Remember? 就是你心中的妈妈记忆浮出来那个妈妈的形象，是不是只一个形象而已？
So when you think of your mom, the image that comes up in your mind, isn't it merely an image that comes up in your mind?
那你比如你想到妈妈，然后就可能说我妈妈在找我，你就第二念的我妈妈在找我，一个是妈妈的一个形象，一个是妈妈，我妈妈在找我。
So in your mind, you first give rise to the image of your mom, the form of your mom, and then the second thought comes up and says, "Oh, my mom is looking for me." So there are two separate thoughts.
那第三个，妈妈到底有什么事？你怎么第三个念头就跑出来了？
And then the third thought arises, saying, "Oh, perhaps there's some kind of emergency."
那这三个，你认真看，只是出现三个念头。一般讲都有关联，事实上他们是什么互不认识的。
So when you look at them carefully, there are actually three separate thoughts, and oftentimes we tend to perceive that they are related.But actually, they are not.
然后可能你就开始身体紧张了啊。
And then, so following the rising of those three thoughts, then maybe because you think something had happened, then your body becomes tense.
好，再问你身体紧张，认不认识？有没有认知？妈妈会有什么事？他们认不认识
？So the fact that your body becomes tense.Is it aware of the thought that your mom, there may be some kind of emergency happening? Are those two related? Are they aware of each other?
但是我们会把这四个串联为是什么？是互相认识的，对不对？
So actually they are not, but our tendency is we'll connect all four and think that they're all related and they are aware of each other.
那这四个念头里面有没有妈妈跑进来？你妈妈有没有跑进来
？So among these four thoughts, did your mom really get into the thought?
你在记忆中的妈妈的这个形象，她跟你家里面那个妈妈，真实的妈妈，记忆中的妈妈，你跟她看到她，她能不能看到你？
So there's this image of your mother arising from your past memory, and then there's also the actual mom that's sitting home. So this image of the mom, is she able to, this image, is the image able to see you?
看不到嘛，比如说我这边，这边这样，啊，那边应该有那个你看摄影的，我们这有一个 video 对不对？啊。如果我们这边也有一台那个什么，我们叫什么叫网络的那个什么的一个荧幕，对不对？那这边有一个人哈，就是我哈，还有 Annie 就两个人出现了，对不对啊？请问这个跟这样有什么差别？
Let's say if we have a computer monitor next to us, and on the monitor, since we're doing live recording, there will be an image of me.The 法师 as well as a translator on this monitor. So let me ask you, what's the difference between the two?
像是一样的啊，如果是摄像是一样的，可是他能不能看你？我可以看你，明天他会不会看你？这边如果还有一个影像，他会不会看你？
不会。
So the forms may appear to be similar, but will this image on the monitor able to see you, able to perceive you?
你们来摸我跟摸那个荧幕有没有一样？
If you come up to touch me versus touching the image in the monitor, are they similar?
我会讲话，那荧幕那个会不会讲话？
I'm able to talk, but how about the image on the monitor? Would it be able to talk?
不会嘛，啊。那假设我就是吃那个什么，是很臭的那个，吃榴莲啊，散发出榴莲的味道。这个会不会散发出榴莲的味道？
不会。
Let's say if I eat something really stinky, like the durian, and if I eat it and I give off this really foul smell, how about the image on the monitor? Is it able to give off that smell as well?
假如我流口水，它也流口水，它会不会跑出水出来？
不会。
If I drool, and of course the image on the monitor will also drool, but would actual saliva come out of the monitor?
所以你看嘛，就是说一个影像啊，只有色相是一样的。其实你跑来这边看的话，跟这个色相是不一样嘛，对不对？可是你这个色相永远是正面的色相，对不对？可是你们跑到这边看的，看到我的色相跟这边正面看的有没有一样？
不一样。
So whatever that's on the monitor is merely a form. It may appear to be similar, but say if you, instead of sitting in front of me, you go behind me, then the images become different.
所以心中的妈妈跟实体的妈妈差别在哪里？实体的妈妈有心，心中的妈妈的影像没有心。
So what's the difference between the image of the mom that rises from your mind, that image versus the real mom? The difference is the image from your mind does not have the mind, does not have a mind of its own, whereas the real mom has a mind of her own.
值不值得你把两个当成一样？
So in that case, why go through all the trouble? Is it worth it really to connect the two and thinking the image in your mind is your real mom?
因为值不值得？
Is it worth it?
你们是不是这样操作了？
Isn't it how our minds operate for all these times?
你操作多久了？
How long have you been thinking this way? Perceiving things this way?
大概你可能还是会继续操作，这样用这种模式操作，会不会？
Even though you have been doing it like this for many tapas, it's more like highly likely that we'll continue this operation from even from this point on.
没有认知，没有心的功能，你把它当成是有心的实体的人。
Even though the image does not have the mind, does not have a mind, doesn't have the function of the mind, yet somehow we perceive it as the image as having a mind of its own.
你妈妈生重病了。
The question is, how about if your mother is gravely ill, then how would you explain that kind of situation?
你看你把什么当成妈妈？
It depends on what you, how you define your mom.What you take as your mother?
就是色相的妈妈是一个妈妈，就是重病就是重病啊。问题是你把什么东西当成实体的妈妈
？So to you, what is your mom? Let's say if you take the form of your mother, the physical form of your mother as your mom, then if this form is really sick, then your mom is sick.But what is your mom?
色相的妈妈是妈妈吗？还是那个真心的妈妈，既有认知功能的那个妈妈是妈妈？你要哪一个
？So is the physical form of your mother, or is the mind that has the ability to be aware, is the mind or is the mind your mother? Which one do you want? Which one do you want to take?
如果摄像的妈妈是妈妈，那当妈妈，我们讲说没有呼吸了，那不会动的，那瞳孔什么？
放大。
是放大吗？
放大。
那叫放大吗？
对。
就是。
放大。
就是那个。没有，我们听到也是放大，那当然是放大。
没有，我们平常都多，这时候都看到太阳都。
你看到很大的东西就，也是瞳孔放大，那个叫什么？就人舌炎那个叫瞳孔什么？
扩散。
扩散了。好，像这样子的话，它那也是摄像啊，那你为什么说讲它死掉？
So if you take the physical body, the physical form as your mother, well then oftentimes the symptom, the signs of death is similar to what happens in our daily life. So for instance, sometimes we stop breathing, and sometimes in excitement or in dark rooms, our eyes, our pupil will dilate. Then how do you distinguish between death and someone who's still alive?
啊，再问了就是，你妈妈本来瘦瘦的，现在变成胖的，请问你哪一个是你妈妈
？Let's take another easier example. If your mom used to be skinny and now she has plumped up, then which one is your mom? Which one is your real mom?
啊，小时候的你妈妈小时候的啊，几岁的跟现在不一样，色相会变的，可是心。基本上心是不会变的、啊、我们这个现在讲的这个真心是不会变的。
And for another instance, the mom that you see when you were a child is very different than the mom that you see right now. She has aged, and so the physical form does change, but the mind itself is unchanging.
那我们今天讲就是说，我们念头相续，然后分别。哦、分别这个分别好分别坏基本上都是什么建立在相续的那在相续的过程当中你硬是把它撮合在一起
So what we're going to focus on today is that the thoughts are connected one after another but then they're actually separate So they are separate, but it's our mind that forcefully try to make them connected.
而且我们的撮合都是被一个固定的一个模式所控制，我们叫十二因缘。
So the fact that we are trying to force them to be connected. There's a specific pattern that's enforcing this this force connection, and it's called the 12 dependent origination.
因为你本身第二念就是相续第一念，第三念相续第二念，那你认为它是有关系的，那你也认为里面那个念头是人。你包括你的感受，你也认为那是我，那就按照这种模式相续。
So the second thought follows the first thought, the third thought follows the second thought, and the problem is these thoughts we perceive that there's an actual person in the thought or an actual mind in the thought, and that's how we operate erroneously.
譬如说，你们看到我。就是你的心，透过眼睛看到我，然后产生乐受还是苦受，就是啰里吧嗦的，还不赶快下课，这个苦受，对不对啊？那我们叫触受，那就是就看表准备什么要妙顿，对不对啊？触受就爱嘛，就是去嗔啊，好了你去。贪啊，那不好的起嗔，那接下来 出说爱取，就是喜欢嘛，那接下来就是排斥了，啊，这个是我们念头相续的一个，大概很难突破的一个法则。
So following the 12 dependent origination, that's how the thoughts are connected. For instance, you see me, the image of me, so the mind first makes the contact, and then it gives rise to sensations or feelings, whether you like it or you dislike it, whether you think the lecture is boring, you want me to end the lecture as quickly as possible, that is the sensation. And coming from that, arises desire and craving. So maybe you want me to continue more, or you dispel it, you want to run away from the lecture. So, and then following that, there will be grasping and the becoming, and the ending of the thought. And that's how the thoughts are connected to one another.
好，再来，再以这个例子呢，你看到我，其实你看到色相还是看到我的心。
So following this example, when you see me, do you see my physical form or do you see my mind?
你看到我，我有没有看到你？
So when you see me, have I seen you also?
你看到我，我有没有看到你？
Now, when you see me, do I see you? No, right?
你看到是不是像的？你看到我，是不是一定会看到你？不一定。就是我是我眼睛面对你，不一定看到你，是不是
？So you're only seeing my physical form. I don't necessarily see you. Even if I'm facing you, even if I appear to be looking at you, it doesn't guarantee that I'm actually seeing you as well.
这个色相，就是我这个狮子人很难讲，说是看到人还是看到色相。可是至少电视一定里面没有人在里面的，对不对？
So, the example is two layers. When you see me, my actual physical form, it's sometimes difficult for us to distinguish whether, this physical form is able to see you or not. So let's take it to an easier level. If you look at TV, the image is on the TV. The physical form that shows up on the monitor is for sure doesn't have the ability to perceive you, right?
好，再来，你看到好电视的一个摄像，然后产生热受，请问你热受认不认识这个摄像？
So when you see an image on the monitor, a physical form that shows up on TV,then you give rise to this thought of pleasure, of happiness. So would this image have the ability to see the sense of happiness of yours?
好，再来，你的乐受有没有感知能力？是你感知乐受，还是乐受本身能够感知？
How about your pleasurable sensation? Does the pleasurable sensation have the ability to be aware?Is that the sensation that's aware, or is you, your mind, that's being aware?
哪一个？
Which one is it?
因为我们是把色相第一个当成人，第二个你把感受当成我，感受是被你认知的，还是感受它本身能够认知？
So the problem is we take the physical form as the person, and then oftentimes we take our sensations as ourself. Is it the sensation that has the ability to be aware, or is your own mind that can be aware?
好，再来，你产生喜欢或是讨厌的念头，喜欢的念头是被你认知的，还是它本身有认知能力？
And if you like something or dislike someone, Does the thought of liking and disliking have the ability to be aware? Or is the object of your own awareness?
好，那你比如你讨厌，那你就离开了，就是讨厌就离开了。请问是你走路还是你身体走路？
So if you dislike something, you want to go away. So what is it? Is it your body that's walking or you that is doing the walking?
啊、身体是你还是你心是你？
心是我身体。
So you say it's you that's doing the walking. So is the body you or is your mind you?
So 你有没有离开还是身体离开了？
So So is it the body that has left, or your mind has, or you have left your own mind?
谁在辨别身体离开？
So who's the person who's answering me that it's the body who has left?
所以你看，从第一个开始，你看到色相，色相本身是被你认知的，看到我的影像，不是一个人，可是你就把它当成一个人。第二个产生乐受，乐受是被你感知的，可是你会认为我不舒服或我舒服。我们都会加一个什么我舒服里面有没有我在里面？
是我在认为说我这个舒服，其实舒服的本身是一个感受而已，它没有代表任何什么。
So oftentimes when we see an image, we mistakenly think there's a person inside. And also when we give rise to the sensation of pleasure, we think that the pleasure itself, the sensation has the ability to be aware. But is it truly this sensation can be aware, or is it me, myself, that has the ability to be aware of the sensation?
所以在这里面就是只要你把你看到的色相你认为是人，我们叫什么偶像人像中庸像受者相，你贴为人，那你把你的感受贴为我，那把你的这个你这个念头比较嗔心贪嗔就是我，那这个我就什么都一直被什么被贴进去了，这里面有没有我在里面？这些东西是不是算不算是我？算不算算不算人
？So we keep putting these labels on the sensations or on these images or on our thoughts. We keep putting on the label of me on these things. But are they really me? So oftentimes when we see an image, then we put on the label of this is a person. And then when we have happy or unhappy thoughts, sensations, then we put on.I am happy, I am unhappy. And when you are thinking, then you also put the label of I on every single thought that you have created. So what is it? Are these thoughts you?
好，那再来，现在讲无念嘛。当你看到一个色相的时候，心中有没有多一个东西出来？你那个心，啊？
看到那个东西，你心就动了。
不是，说心就是现在一个色相，你心有没有多出一个东西出来
？So let's talk about no thought. So when you see something, does it mean that there's something extra that appears in your mind?
好，那你产生乐受的时候，你那个能够感知的心有没有多出东西出来？
So when you have a pleasurable sensation, does your mind, this mind that has the ability to be aware, is there anything extra that's being added on?
还有比如说你产生嗔，你嗔那个念头，你那个能够认知嗔的那个，能够认知那个，认知嗔心的那个心，有没有增加一个东西出来？
Or when you are angry, this emotion of angry, so the mind that has the ability to know that you are angry,has ability to be aware of the feeling of anger. Is there anything added on to this mind when you're angry?
还有你走回去，你要走出去的时候，你的心有没有多个东西走出去了？
So when you're walking out, is there anything added on to the mind, the fact that you're walking out?
都没有的话，就是说你那个能够认知的心，它永远就是什么？都是不增不减不动的。
So the answer to all these questions is no. There's nothing added on. So in fact, your mind, the mind that has the ability to be aware, there's no adding or subtracting from the mind, and it never moves.
不动的心具有感知的能力，它没增没减的。结果你去把这一个用这个不动的心，既有认知的能力的去 去抓住感受，或是抓住色相，结果好像色相是你的，好像感受是你的。
So this unmoving mind, the mind has the ability to be aware. It doesn't move. There's no adding or subtracting to the mind. Yet we use this mind, the unmoving mind, and we, when a sensation arises or when a feeling arises, we grasp onto these feelings and start to mistakenly think that these feelings are the same, are synonymous to the mind itself.
So you 把被看到的色相当成人，把被你感受到的感受当成我，把你感受到的想法当成我，那这样的话就没办法，就是说叫做无念。
So the problem is we take whatever image that we see and we think that as some person. We think there's an actual person in that, those images. And also whatever sensations we undergo or thoughts that we think of, we take those thoughts or take those feelings and sensations as the self.
所以这边在讲到无论就是那个心在任何一个时间点都像一面镜子，就是没有镜子的镜子，我们上次叫宝镜三面，没有镜子的镜子，它永远有感知能力，永远不动，哪里也没有去，哪里也没有来。
So in reality the mind is unmoving, it doesn't move, and it's like a mirror, the mirror of no mirror. It has the ability to reflect anything, everything, and it never moves, and it doesn't come, it doesn't go.
所以他现在就要讲这一部，那不动的心，那既有反射感知功能，但是它不会去排斥或是拒绝镜子里面有种种的现象。
So this unmoving mind has the ability to be aware of everything, and at the same time, it does not reject anything that comes up in the mirror.
那我们为什么会去抓或者去排斥？
But why is it that we have this inclination to grasp or to repel, to push away certain things?
知道什么原因吗？
Do you know why?
We are ignorant.
有一个答案说因为无明。
妄想执着。
Or another answer is because of wandering thoughts and because of false attachment.
但心经为什么讲说无无明？
Well, if you say it's ignorance, then why would the Heart Sutra says there's no ending of ignorance?
No ignorance in the Heart Sutra. 如果说你不妄想执着了，那当
下就无无明。啊，最好不要用妄想执着，你讲具体一点。
就是说不攀缘、不抓紧，没有任何可抓可嫌那种，就是没有妄念，这种无念的心态，说心没有不参与的自我一个中心在，去攀缘任何东西的那种境界，那种心的清净的心，那是无念的心，那是。
比较具体一点是，你被你感觉的感受，你是不是要把它当成我？被你感知的念头，你要不要把它贴别人说那是我？你要不要贴
？So let's make it a little bit more concrete. This way we can operate this way. So the sensations.That is being aware by the mind. It's your choice whether you're going to label it as me. And same thing as your thought, your every single thought that is actually a separate entity that's being aware by the mind. Are you going to equate your thought as your mind, as you? It's a choice.
如果你把你的感觉贴为这是我，这叫做无明。不明白他是感受叫做无明，无明。
So when you equate your sensations, your feelings as your as self, as me, that is what it's called ignorance. It means that you are not clear, you are not aware that they are merely sensations and feelings and thoughts. They are not the same as the self.
英语好像跟中文不太一样，我们中文就是无明嘛，不明白嘛，可是英语好像。
There seems to be a slight different shade of meaning in the English translation because there's ignorance, whereas in Chinese, ignorance, the original characters means not clear. So it's merely, it's not about ignorant, it's about being not clear about something.
My understanding is that in English, when they're using it in this context, what ignorance means specifically, a failure to recognize no self and impermanence. Because of
ignorance, it basically means that your inability to recognize no self and your inability to recognize impermanence.So when you smell something that smells good, like a cinnamon bun, if you're ignorant, you start to get the idea that maybe you want to eat it, and maybe even eat 10 of them, right? Why is that? Well, ultimately, the teaching, as I understand it, ultimately it's because you're thinking it's more important than it really is. You think that it has some kind ofultimate reality, ultimate existence, and that it goes on forever. Neither of those things are true, and so you're ignorant. You're ignorant because you don't understand the reality of the three seals of the Dharma, or the three characteristics of the Dharma.
所以这菩萨他只是解释说，无明在英文里面实际上是特别，尤其在这一个用法里面特别指的是。不理解到说事实上是无我的，然后也不明白说事实上是无常的，所以无明的用法在英文里面 ignorance 是这样子用。
啊，所以这个是一样的啊，就是说你不要讲说妄想执着，因为妄想执着跟你的修行跟你的实践好像不是很具体，扯不上关系。你倒是把就是说把感觉。不明白这个感觉不是我，叫做无明，就不明白，不明白这个感觉不是我，叫做无明。所以你把感觉当成我，叫做无明。这样清楚没有？
So the Chinese and English are actually similar. And going back, another person in the audience said that talked about letting go of the wandering thoughts and attachment, but.Talk about wandering thoughts and attachment is sometimes too lofty and abstract. So let's make it more concrete. Ignorance is really referring to not knowing that the sensation is not the same as the self. Your feelings, your thoughts are not the same as the self. That is called ignorance or not clear about something.
好，那再你不明白心中的妈妈不是妈妈，叫做无明。
So by extension, if you don't know that the mother that comes up in your mind is not the same as your real mother, that's also ignorance.
所以你自我对话叫做无明。
So merely you're having a conversation with yourself, and that is called ignorance or unclarity.
还有你越想越起叫做无明。
And also when you think of someone,
这个执着是无明，那应该就有关联在。
So when you think of someone, and the more you thought about that person, the angrier you become. That is also called ignorance.
要记住，执着就是把念头当成人，叫做执；当作叫做执。
So when we talk about attachment, letting go of attachment, this attachment is grasping. Is exactly you take the image of the person and you think that as a real person. That's.The kind of grasping that we're talking about.
所以你能够讲说，我当时你知道吗？我原谅他，你这样讲叫做无明。
So when you're mad at someone, or even when you said I'm willing to forgive that person, that is still ignorance.
有没有？我做了多少好事，你这个叫做无明。
Or if you say to yourself, oh, I have done so many good deeds, that is also ignorance.
因为你把你的记忆当成你的，那是无明啊。
And that is because you have taken the memories of the things that you have done as yourself, and that is ignorance still.
所以你又 不感觉，我们在谈话的时候是不是在交换无明？
So do you ever feel this way, that whenever we're having a conversation, it's merely an exchange of each of our ignorance?
比较严重的是你不知道你在交换无明，那更无明。
But what is even more problematic is that you don't even know these are all exchanges of ignorance. You don't know that's the fact. That's what's happening.
就是你透过语言，然后你借着语言去认识已经存档的东西，那就变成无明了。
So you are merely using language to label or make connection to what has passed in your memory, and you're making this association, and that is called ignorance.
如果你知道你讲的话里面没有你。也没有曾，比如说我曾经失败过，也没有你，也没有失败这件事，你才慢慢的是什么？不是在无明当中。
If you realize that whatever you say, for instance, oh, I have once failed, the language, there's no such thing as I have once failed, and there's no the fact of once failing. Then, if you're able to make distinction.Of those from the self, then you are beginning to gain some clarity.
如果说你是说，我觉得我很无辜，你一定要把你那个我，还有的记忆，还有这个无辜当成是我。
Another example, if you say, "Oh, but I'm innocent," the fact that you're saying this is because you have taken the I as a self, as well as whatever happened in the past, as well as innocence, you take all these ideas as the self.
下次你在想说我是无辜的时候，你可以想说，那你是无辜，那现在认识无辜这个是谁？
Next time, when that happens, if you want to say, I'm innocent, I'm not to blame,Then you should ask yourself, if you say you're innocent, then who is it that is being aware of your innocence?
又给掺话头了。
Now this becomes a 话头。
就是你那个心从来没有无辜不无辜。
So the mind itself has never been soiled or it's innocent or not innocent. The mind never changes.
所以你讲什么话，讲 A 讲 B。通通是一样的。
So it doesn't matter what you say, whether you talk about A or talk about B, it's all the same.
但是无明的人是听的是不一样的。
But for people with ignorance, then they don't see the sameness. To them, they're all different.
所以你们讲什么东边什么下雨什么西边晴，这样来讲的话，也没有东边下雨，也没有什么，也没有西边晴。东边跟西边是一样，有下雨跟没下雨是什么一样的。
So there's a charm phrase that says, on the east it's raining, on the west it's sunny day. But to someone who truly knows, there's really no difference between the two.
所以说这边讲就讲的说，你那个心永远处在一种什么不动，能够认知，具有认知能力的那个心，永远是什么？是冰的状态，也不用保养啊。那这一个，就敬未来机永远是这样子的。
So the mind actually is unmoving, and it has the ability to be aware. And for countless kalpas and eons, it doesn't need you to take care of it, to clean it. It doesn't deteriorate.
所以下次你在自我对话的时候，你就想说。那是谁啊？
So next time when you again start dwelling in your self conversation, following your train of thought, you can stop and ask yourself, who is it that is aware of these thoughts?
你要跟谁跟谁讲话？
Who is it that's talking to whom?
还有你想到别人的时候，你说我正在跟谁在对话？
Or when you think of someone else, in your mind, then you can ask yourself, who is it that I'm having a conversation with?
如果你能够这个样子，你能够去回头反过来问，以后你这种应作模式会什么？会渐渐的改变。
If you're able to catch yourself and turn around and then ask yourself these questions, then over a period of time, gradually your habitual pattern will slow down and change.
我们这个坛经里面有一个叫无意，没有意，意就是什么？回忆过去那个意。
So in the Platform Sutra, there is also a phrase called no remembering.
我们念头浮出来，是不是过去的东西再浮出来？
So whenever we think of things, isn't it all coming from our past experience, past memories?
你需不需要把它当成真的？
Do you have to take your past memory as the true, as real, as reality?
因为我们的心会录影，会放影，放影叫做记忆，就等于是记忆，我们在什么？记忆重现。
Our mind has the ability to record something, and whatever that's recorded on our mind is called memories. And whenever we think of things, it's the reconstruction, the resurfacing of the past memories.
为什么我们每天我们经历那么多？为什么它在 replay 的就总是那些东西？
And why is it that even though day in and day out we experience so many things, but oftentimes whatever that comes up and replaying in our memory are that specific set of memories that keeps getting replayed?
因为你常常用它。
And that's because we keep going back to them, we keep using them and reinforcing them.
我们常用的记忆不多。
So, there's a very limited small set of memories that we keep going back and we keep using and drawing upon.
它就有点像是电脑，听说有多少个 website。
It's just like a computer and the internet. How many websites are there? There.Many, right?
听说几亿是不是？
I've heard that there are billions of websites on the internet.
我们假如说三亿就好了。
Let's say 300 million websites.
那各位有没有用到100个 website?
Out of all those websites, how many have you used? 100 at most?
没有，同样的。可是它竟然是有那么多的。
So there are all these websites available, yet we only use a very small set.
那我们的心，其实我们的心的功能比那一个电脑还厉害。
So similarly, that's how we operate. And actually, the ability of our mind is even more wondrous, even better than that of computers.
那我们常常是用你常用的几个。记忆的东西，所以就这个东西就一直什么，一直储存，然后什么，那叫什么，在 replay 是什么？
重现
储存，他们就是用那几个而已。所以有一句话就是什么，这个老年人叫什么？见讲讲过去啊，谁讲谁袂记。
So And that's the same way as our mind works, that there are so many websites available, but we only go back to a very small subset of our memories, and we keep replaying them, keep retrieving, reuse, and then restore. That's why in Taiwanese there's a saying, it's a way of describing people that whatever you do, you keep talking about the past, you keep talking about the past, and whatever you said, it's forgotten immediately.
啊，这是骂，就是批评老年人。那年轻人也没有讲过去，还讲现在。
So that's a critique of old people, a parody mocking them. But then really, for young people, do you really talk about present or you're also talking about the past?
是不是差不多?
Are they the same? You're still relying on your memories?
大概只有禅师才能够讲到什么，就不讲过去的。
Perhaps it's only the Chan masters who are truly able to not talk about the past and focus on the present.
对，今天听这个课，其实你就可以在你什么，你平常你记忆涌出来的时候，你说，是我要再重复这种操作模式吗？
So after hearing today's lecture, then going back to your daily lives, you may be able to ask yourself whenever an old memory surfaces, you can ask yourself, do I really want to repeat these memories?
第二个讲说，这是感觉吗？还是我的感觉？
Then you ask yourself, is this sensation or is this my sensation?
我认知感觉，感觉可以认知我吗？
I can be aware, I can perceive the sensations, the feelings, but can these feelings perceive me?
我出现一个念头，念头可以想吗？
Let's say if I give rise to a thought, can the thought itself do any thinking?
然后那个念头有我在里面吗？
Of that thought that's created by me, inside that thought, is there a me in the thought?
如果你可以这样的话，那你以后你的那个思考模式，你的那一个，不管感受的模式，都会慢慢会什么，会变。
If you are able to question yourself like this constantly, then over a period of time, the way you perceive the world and the pattern of your thinking will gradually change.
那我们现在就是。天天用旧货，是不是？
But right now, it's as if every day we are merely recycling all the old materials that we have used.
应该不是每天啦，是每个分分秒秒都在用旧货。
It's not even on daily increment. It's moment to moment. We're just recycling all past materials.
我看你们什么时候可以有一天告诉我说，我现在都是用新货的，不用旧货。
We'll see. When is it that you were able to tell me that, oh, I stopped using my old junk, that I started using new materials?
Then
you also,
you
know, time, change, time, 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 time,没关系，他就改变时间，没关系，就是晚上睡觉，他就改变时间空间。你晚上，你们在哪里做梦？梦见的时候你在哪里
？So if the time and space have changed, then the pattern might have changed as well. So for instance, when you're sleeping, the space and time have already changed.
啊，我今天讲的是旧货还是新货？
So whatever I lecture on today, so are these old junk, old materials, or they are new merchandise?
我现在讲什么可能是旧货。
讲完之后就变旧货了。
So someone says old merchandise, but what I'm talking right now, how could it be old merchandise?
没有，讲完就新的
喽。
讲完就新的
喽。应该是旧货，新说。
So maybe we can look at it this way. It's all merchandise, but it's been newly displayed, newly talked about.
然后别人讲都是新的，结果经过你拿来的话就变成旧货。
And whatever people say, those are all new materials, but as soon as it enters your mind, it becomes old.
好，我们今天讲到这个地方。
Okay, this is where we'll end today.
哇，这个讲得很慢，本来今天要讲，讲好几句，只有讲，再讲了一句。
We move pretty slowly. Originally, I had planned to talk about four phrases, but we've only touched upon one.